Good evening, everybody. This is a meeting of the Board of Adjustment in the town of Curry Beach, and my name's Peter Bolter, and I'm the chairman of the board. So I'd like to call this meeting to order now. We'll start off with some administrative items. We've got the approval of the minutes that we need to deal with from January 22nd, 2013. Any comments on the minutes? Thank you. We have a hearing hearing this evening, so just prior to the starting the hearing, I just want to make a couple of brief comments. The board is what's called quasi-judicial administrative body, and as such we try to behave in a way that we would represent ourselves civilly in a court of law. We're trying to deal with facts as we find them. So opinions or he said, she said, who said, a very little part to play in a hearing. The hearing is also formal from the point of view that people that wish to speak have to be signed in. And I'm presuming that everybody that wants to speak has signed in, and everybody who wants to give testimony is allowed to do so. But we don't want any interactive debate or discussion. So, if you want to speak, make sure your name's on the list, and we'll give you an opportunity to speak. Okay. The hearing was requested by Richard and Ann Boeing, and members of the board will now be polled to make sure that there's no conflict of interest that exists in the discussion of this. You want to start, Tony? Yeah.
I have no conflict.
No conflict.
I have no conflict.
I have no conflict.
I have no conflict.
Okay. So, we can now proceed to the hearing itself. The first thing we need to do is the administration of the oath for all those that are testifying. Jesse.
Everybody who wishes to testify, please stand and raise your right hand, and I swear everybody in at one time. Just repeat after me. I swear or affirm.
I swear or affirm.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you, everybody. Okay, let's start with the testimony. We'll first hear from the building inspector, John Batson.
My name is John Batson. I'm a building inspector, fire inspector, code enforcement officer, CAMA officer, beach management coordinator, and zoning officer for the town of Tree Beach. The appeal that you hear before you today is from specific codes and ordinances, and also from the North Carolina Building Code. 242 North 3rd Avenue is a brand new house that has been built by the Longs. The house is located in a zone B2. In November, I was asked to complete a final inspection. The final inspection failed because I did not have a final as-built survey for the property, and the landscaping was not installed. At that time, the Longs asked me to turn on the power so that they could install the landscaping and water with an irrigation well. I obliged on the condition that I received an as-built survey first. On November 6th, I received that as-built survey. I turned on the electricity, as I said I would. And normally, I would have required a $1,000 bond prior to doing this, since the final inspection had failed. I did not in this case. After review of the as-built survey, I noticed that the well house was located inside the side setback, and that the fireplace was hanging 2 feet into the side setback also. This is a corner lot, and the side setback off your minor thoroughfare is 10 feet. Additionally, I drove past the property and noticed multiple real estate signs, a cedar tree, and stakes in the town of Rideaway. The issues that I just spoke of are all to do with town ordinances. I will now go through them one by one and cite specific ordinances for each. The well house covering the irrigation well, the town ordinance specifically says that the only structure that can be located within the setback is a fence or a beach crossover. You can find that ordinance in section 19-320, control of setbacks. You should have that copy in front of you. The fireplace hanging into the side of setback. Town ordinances do not provide for any cantilevers into the setback area. In the Longs' defense, their building plans did show a fireplace on them, but the plot plan did not. Neither did the as-built survey. The purpose of the plot plan zoning surveys are to show me that impervious surface restrictions are being met and that the setbacks are being maintained. So anything covered by roof, concrete, or anything in the setback area should be noted on that final as-built survey. The code sections that I will refer to on this would also be 19-320, control of setbacks. The code does, however, allow for some things to extend 18 inches into the setback. And they are located in section 19-329. You should have these in front of you also. A fireplace is not on that list. Real estate signs in the Cedar Street. Per town ordinance, real estate signs shall not be located on town right-of-way. You can find that information at 19-373, subsection 4. The Cedar Tree was addressed because it is located in the town right-of-way and has the potential of growing very large and creating visual difficulties at their intersection. You can find this information in section 14-7. Failure to remove obstructions from the right-of-way. The Longs did provide proof that they did not plant this tree, and I am not withholding the CO because of this tree. The other issues that I pointed out are from the North Carolina State Building Code and cannot be ruled upon by the Board of Adjustments. However, I will go through each of them since it was introduced as part of this appeal. Windows. The board is probably aware by now about the issue with the window. I did break a window during a framing inspection in July. When I do a framing inspection, part of that inspection includes looking at the windows to make sure the right ones are being used. The new impact glass requirement is easy to test by lightly banging on the window. The difference between an impact glass window and a regular window is like hitting a brick wall and then hitting a wooden wall. When I hit the top sash, it shattered. The impact pane was on the outside of the top sash with the brand new windows installed. And I was told immediately by the Longs that another window had come in broken and that it would be replaced. On November 6th, the Longs called the mayor and informed him of the window and how I had broken it. The mayor forwarded this on to my commissioner, Emily Swearingen, and Ms. Swearingen told the Longs that the town would pay for the window. The town did pay for the window and sent the Longs a check on February 1st. My request for a receipt showing the windows bought and installed is purely for my protection as well as the town's. While the windows appear to be correct, the window that broke simply shouldn't have. It is a request that I've made numerous times to other contractors for different issues. The irrigation well. I've had many inquiries as whether the Longs new irrigation well is installed illegally. Since the governing body for irrigation wells is the North Carolina Division of Water Quality, I've simply asked for a letter from the North Carolina Division of Water Quality stating that their well is legally installed. And finally, furniture inside the house. The North Carolina Building Code Administrative Policy states that the certificate of occupancy must be issued prior to the building being occupied. Furniture within the building implies occupancy. I am available for any questions the board may have.
Any questions? John, on the fireplace, how much of that fireplace overhang is in the setback?
I'm not exactly sure. Judging by the survey, the as-built survey that the Longs provided, it appears to be 2 feet, but when I requested that the survey be redone to include the fireplace, is when the Longs appealed to the Board of Adjustments. So
we don't know how much fits.
It appears to be 2 feet.
John, is it the house, is it actually sitting right on the setback?
That's what it appears to be, yes, sir.
So then whatever's cantilevering out will be?
Yes, sir.
Exactly. You heard anything back from the Division of Water Quality about the well?
I haven't heard nothing from the Department of Water Quality, Division of Water Quality, no, sir.
John, how common is it to not have the $1,000 bond?
Normally, I require that on every job. In fact, I believe I have 5 checks sitting in my office right now for temporary power turn-on. I really never in a thousand years thought we'd be standing here with this issue, and so that's why the power was turned on.
So the reason you did not do it was just in good faith, or you didn't
yes,
feel like there was any issues?
I didn't anticipate any issues.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Do you have a copy of the, as-built?
I do. Right here. Do you want to see it?
Just for a quick second.
John, on the window that was broken, I mean, it's an impact-rated window, and I understand it's, you know, it's difficult to break. Would the manufacturer not warranty that, or is there any...
I have no idea. The way that window is designed, the bottom sash impact-resistant paint is on the inside, mm-hmm. and on the top sash impact-resistant paint is on the outside. It's just the way that it was engineered.
But the other one was broken, the manufacturer's.
And I didn't see that. That's just what I was told, that delivery it was broken.
But to your knowledge, you don't think the manufacturer was notified of any...
I'm not privy to that.
Mr. Chairman, just as a point of order, if the building inspector doesn't have an objection, we probably should include that as-built as part of the record since the board's reviewing it.
That's a good idea.
Was the overhang, John, was that installed at the rough end?
Yeah, it would have been there during the frame inspection, yes, sir.
Okay.
John, is the fireplace on?
The fireplace is not on this
room. Okay, that's just why I didn't plan.
Is there anything that you have that has a fireplace on it at all? Did you get any documentation?
The original building plans that I issued the building permit off of did not include the fireplace on it.
It does?
However, the plot plan did not.
Any more questions? May I see that real quick? I see here it shows the well, but it doesn't actually show the well house.
That's correct. That was one of my other requests for the as-built to be redone to include showing the well house.
And the well house is a small removable?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
Have a letter stating that the well is meets the all the proper codes.
No, sir, I have not received the letter.
Was there a survey done before the building plan?
There was not a survey done. There was a plot plan provided. Or I do not have a survey. I have a plot plan.
Okay, thank you.
own the house. He's the building contractor and been in business for a lot of years. I'm speaking because Richard has a hearing problem, and even though he wears hearing aids, he's still difficult for him to understand sometimes, plus the fact that I probably can be a lot more calm and collected than he can. We need to make you aware of why we're here. When John Batson came for a framing inspection on June the 29th, he was mad because I had called 5 or 6 days straight to get him to make an inspection. I even called him calling to see if he was on vacation. I left messages every morning when he's supposed to be in. I finally called the mayor to find out what to do. When John came, he said he forgot the inspection. I had called him every day and left him a message every day. At the inspection, he locked himself out on the third level porch and had already called the fire department when we discovered him. There were 4 women, friends of ours, there looking at the house with us, and they saw what happened. He proceeded to bang on the window with his hand and said it broke when it tested for impact glass. It was not just a crack. He had hit it with his glass and the inside glass shattered because the inside glass is not impact, it's the outside. The outside glass did not break, the inside shattered. The impact glass is written on the window. Why would you slap it? I mean, you don't believe this, the little inscription on it? What inspector would slap a glass with their hand? The impact glass was on the outside. As a licensed builder, this is new to Richard. All 6 of us saw what happened and it scared the 4 women. I had told John at the sheathing inspection when he asked about a cracked glass in another part of the house that it was broken when delivered and they were coming to replace the sash. A forklift went through it. When they were loading the window, a forklift went through it. I don't think that's anything wrong with the window when that happens. We didn't have to ask them to fix it. They sent somebody immediately to fix it. They're standard windows that have been used by other builders at Curie Beach. They certainly weren't any special order. They just were plagium windows like a lot of people use. I think this swear engine told us that we put them in backwards, but we don't know how we can do that. We've had power since November the 7th and would have been moved in the house if the one we lived in had been sold, because we had no clue that we were not signed off or that we didn't have a final inspection. We had to hear it from a third party. When I called for a final inspection in late October, again I had to call 3 times, we didn't ask for any favors about turning any power on. We asked for a final inspection. John went through the house and the yard and said everything looked good. He said it turned out nice. He asked for a plot plan and we called Stuart Jones, who's a professional land surveyor who we've used for many years, and Stuart came and did the plot plan and the height elevation, which we hand carried to John, and he said everything was okay and he would call it in for final power. We asked for a final inspection. What was he there for? If there was anything wrong, he should have said so then. He asked about grass seed. We told him we were putting out sod and we would wait until we had power so we could irrigate. We had temporary power and we could have picked up the irrigation for that, but we had just disconnected and hooked it up to permanent power and we just thought we would get power by bother. He said he trusted us to put the sod out. The yard was completely ready for the irrigation system and the palm trees were there. The only thing that wasn't down so far as the landscaping was the sod. If he'd asked me for $1,000, I would have sure told him, well, just wait till we get the sod out and then do the inspection. John did not know anything that was wrong on the building permit. He didn't say anything was wrong. When we carried the plan to him, he said it looked fine and I'm going to turn it loose for power. The stickers were on the windows at the framing inspection, which when an inspector is supposed to check. Why would you wait until a house is complete and a builder has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to see if the right windows were in place? The stickers were still there at the final inspection, but once we got power, we cleaned up the house. The counter leak and fireplace were shown on the submitted plans and the trust system plans, and if there was a problem, John should not have issued us a permit. We even told him, pointed out to him, the counter leak and fireplace. A plot plan we submitted showed the foundation plan. It didn't show cantilevers, no, it showed the foundation plan. It showed the lot, where the 50 by 100 lot, and it showed where the house was sitting. If we should have showed the cantilever, if it was John's incompetence that he didn't figure that out, when you have a 50-foot lot, and you've got a 35-foot wide house, and you've got 5-foot setback on one side and 10 feet on the other, that equals 50 feet. And you know, I don't know why he couldn't figure that out. He kept the plan several days and said he was going to study them before he issued the permit. We use 2x6 outside walls, which you need space for a firebox without it being next to wood, and our plans call for the 2 feet. And it showed the 2x6 inch walls. We also, the 2 feet was shown on a floor truss plan that we gave to John also. We did not get a stamped set of plans back. When I asked John about that, he said he kept that set and to be sure we had a duplicate on site when he inspected, which we did. I'm going to present a section, and you have it there, concerning setbacks, which says balconies and similar features can extend 18 inches into the setback, along with a number of other structures, most of which go to the ground. It eliminates carports and porches, but it does not say you cannot cantilever. There are cantilevers all over Curie Beach. I've got pictures here that show cantilevers at houses that are completed and people are living in on Curie Beach. If we had known that it had to go inside the setback, we could have certainly done that, but we finished the house now. So, and all of a sudden he decides it. The land surveyor, when I asked him about doing another survey, he said he never puts anything that doesn't go to the ground on a plot plan. If it doesn't go to the ground, he doesn't put it on there. It's on the second level. It's about 5 feet wide. It doesn't go up to the third level. It doesn't go down to the ground. It's just an overhang. And it's on the side of the house that has the 10-foot setback. And once we get to where our setback stops, we've got about 12 or 15 feet before you get to M Avenue, and that's what's beside that. Nothing blocks any emergency vehicles, and it's completely accessible. The well, if y'all will see the pictures of the things I've seen, I can let somebody pass them around. You like to see them?
Yeah.
And this is just a few, I could have made 100 probably, but that's just a few of them. You want me to come on, or you want to let me take that?
I don't see it yet. I think we did the same thing.
I guess that's up to the board.
Do you want me to give you time to go through that first, or?
Yes.
Ms. Longhart, are you okay with leaving those pictures here because they'll need to become part of the record?
I don't mind. If I could maybe pick them up later, I'd like to, but yeah. If we have to do anything else, I might need
them. I would like to know what the pictures are of. I may be objecting to them being introduced.
But it says on the back of every picture what it shows.
Can you repeat yourself? I missed that.
I said that I would like to see the photographs because I may be objecting to their being introduced, period. Okay. Distances are other than what's written on the back.
If you can look down between the houses, you can tell when they're where the lines are. At least if the other house is 5 feet off.
And what's your objection? I mean, this is she's giving testimony, not stating fact here.
Well, as long as the board considers that these shouldn't be taken as factual, which is fine with me because it doesn't show how or what the distances are.
No, I understand that.
The lots are 50 feet.
conservation.
How are we on that?
The well replaces an old well, and it should be grandfathered. Mr. Bevis said he definitely decided to repair the old well, and he reworked the old well. The old pipe's next door. Somebody had stopped by that day and said they'd like to have the pipe for grain stakes, and they put it over there, and it's still there. It was put in July the 24th of 2012. Why would John wait 6 months if he thought there was a problem? He never mentioned to us until February. We know he knew about the well because Mr. Bevis says John jumped all over the man drilling about setbacks, and the well man asked John if he was licensed. John said no, and he really didn't have anything to do with the well. The well man said he knew what he was doing and licensed to do it, and John left. He never came to us. He never said to us that there was any slight problem until February. We were not there, and John never mentioned our well until February. We were at a dentist office in William Richard, was having some extensive dental work done that day, and we've always put in irrigation wells, and we've never had a question, and that's all it is. It's an irrigation well. It's not a well for the house or anything else. It's simply for irrigation. Our little 3x3-inch removable well house is completed. Oh, let me go back. I've looked in the fund book. I don't even know what the Division of Water Quality is, and I have no idea how to get in touch with them to ask them about it, but it was an old well that was reworked that had been there when there were two houses on there. There's two lots that are there now, and we have one of them. There was two old houses on it, and there was a well there, an old well there. Our little 3x3 inch, well, it should be foot, removable well house is completely removable by lifting it off. You have to be able to do that if you want to work on a well. We could have used one of those rock loop structures, or a wash tub, or a tarp, or something else, but you need to have some protection for it. The surveyor said he does not survey removable structures because they might be moved 2 inches or 6 inches or a foot the next time he comes, so he does not do it. Also, section 19-320, and you have a copy of that, says any structure requiring a building permit shall not be permitted in the setback area with the exception of a fence and beach wall covers. A 3x3x3 does not require a building permit. North Carolina building code says a structure 12x12x12 requires a building permit. A little removable well house is certainly not like a boat or camper or a vehicle. John says you park any of those on there. Also, there are many instances of setbacks having outside showers, gas tanks, air conditioned units, and setbacks of 5 feet. Our little well house is only a few inches in the setback. And I guess those are sort of the same. Well, I have some pictures of the well house, but I guess I could. That has our house and our well house pictures on it.
I
The signs in the small state and spring have nothing to do whatever with whether a house passes inspection. If there's an ordinance, it's certainly not enforced. We can point out hundreds of signs on the right way, right near the pavement, for sale, for rent, stoptitan.org, etc. And I have pictures, again, I have pictures. And just, that's just a few. I could make hundreds.
Yeah, I don't think we need to see them.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. You've seen them. Okay.
I've seen them.
As far as the tiny little 2-foot cedar, it was there when we bought the property and we just left it. We can show you hundreds of ponds and shrubs and bushes, and we've got pictures of those too that are right out in the brush. Some of them are set out, some of them have probably volunteered or whatever. We don't care. We don't mind people having protecting their property by putting their shrubs out there. We don't mind people putting their for sale signs out near the pavement where people can see them. But it's not right to pick on, he says multiple signs, there's two. There's one in front of the house and there's one down the side on M Avenue. There's one in on 4th Street and one on M Avenue. They're right up against the fence. Any of them are out next to the pavement. As for the stream, we put it up to let our sod get rooted. The sod was put in November, and it has not had any warm weather to get rooted. It does not do very well in cold weather. It's on the right of what we put twice as much sod out as we would have had to. We only had sod our 50, or grass our 50 by 100, but we put it out there on the right of way to make it look nice for the town. It shows you where people have stakes and string up. Even Curie Beach has 4x4s in a room across a place that goes into a lift station that's right out next, about a foot or two off the pavement. We don't have any problem with it. We don't care, but we just don't like to be the one that's being told to move everything. If Curie Beach decides to enforce all these ordinances, they'll certainly have their work cut out for them. The signs in the little tree can be moved, but by pick on us, we would certainly like to leave the spring a little while longer so the sod can get rooted and so people will park it on it to go to the beach and then spin off when they tote off or walk their dogs on it. And especially since it's allowed in other places in Curie Beach. John cost us the sale of the house, which we put on the market because we had where we live is not sold. He told a potential buyer all
objection, unless that potential buyer's not here.
No, the potential buyer's not here, but there is someone here to talk to him. And I talked to him. If I could testify to what he told me, I knew.
No, you can't do that. You can only give us facts as
okay.
No opinions of it.
When we finished up with our bills and everything, and saw how much it cost to replace the window, we thought one should be responsible for doing it. And after 6 months, he had offered to pay for it. He hadn't said anything at all about paying for it. And it's not very professional, I don't think, to not at least offer something along that line. And there is someone here that can testify that he did say he'd make it hard on us. He's mad. Why would we need to pay a $30 re-inspection fee when John was there to do the final inspection? And that's what we thought he did. He didn't mention anything else that needed to be done. He didn't put anything on the building permit. He says we didn't pick up the CO. Richard's been a building contractor. He's had his license for 40-some years, and he built before you even needed license to build, many years ago. He's been in it, for soon to be 8 years old, he's been in it almost all of his life. And we've never picked up a CO. I know that might sound a little unusual, but when a building inspector says we're final, we think we're final. We consider it as being final. When we get power, we assume we're final. Because we didn't ask for any special thing. We've got permanent power. It's not temporary power. We had temporary power to build it. And it gives power to houses that have a pass. That's not very competent either. Progress Energy will verify that they consider it final when they turn the power on. And any time they give power, they've been told it's final. If they, nobody can turn that power off except Richard and I. Or if we don't pay our bill, I guess they can turn it off. But nobody else can turn it off. It is permanent power. We've tried to resolve this matter with several meetings. And then with John and the swearing in one meeting, which they walked out of, tonight is the first time I have ever heard to have another survey done. Stuart Dunn says he doesn't do it if it doesn't go to the ground. It's a beautiful house, and we've never had any problems with building inspectors in the past. It's just the first of us. No bank's ever asked for a CO, no homeowner's ever asked for a CO. We just have never picked one up. We just always consider that when we're told we're final, we're final. And I do have some witnesses to call with. And I do have more pictures if anybody wants to look.
You finished?
I'm finished, except for closing.
You finished making your statement, didn't you?
Yes, I finished making my statement.
Okay. Any questions?
I do. It's like, how many houses have you built in this area in Kira Beach?
In Kira Beach, probably about, he's probably been involved with, maybe a dozen, 12 to 15 different houses and businesses at Kira Beach. Over 200 in Unionville County and some in Pender.
Before this house, when was the last time you built a house in Kira Beach?
Let's see. About 10 years ago since we built something in Kira Beach.
Okay. In the houses that you built in New Hanover County, were they in other beach areas or were they mainly inland?
Mainly inland, but we have done Carolina and Kira Beach, yes.
But in Carolina, did you build houses in the last 10 years in Carolina Beach?
It's been about 10 years since the last house we built in Kira Beach.
Okay, in Carolina Beach with
40
years up on the river.
We have built on the river, but we have not built.
Okay, so it's been 10 years since you built on the beach until you built this house. Right. Okay, just trying to get some idea. I have one question about the well. You said that the well was grandfathered in?
Well, we felt like it was grandfathered because the well was already there, but we never really got the permit to put in an irrigation well anyway. If you furnished the house, yes, you have to be told where to put it, but an irrigation well, we never got the permit to put in an irrigation well, and there was a well there, and he did go down into that same
Meadows
did it.
But nobody, inspector or code official said that this well was legal or it was yours.
Or illegal. Nobody said it's illegal. Nobody said it's legal. I don't know who to contact because I don't ever have had that question come up before.
In your mind, or would it be possible to draw the piping or whatever back into inside the setback to have your house, the little well house there? I mean, I know they came straight up and probably as where the well head is and everything there, did it move slightly?
The well house slightly, but it doesn't require a building permit. Why would we need to?
Well, I know the well. Are we talking about the well house is where the well is, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Would it have been possible to move it a little bit more to be within a setback? Is that possible, or could it have been done? I'm asking you the question.
I don't know if it could be done, but you wouldn't be in the old well if you moved where you put it.
I'm just talking about the well would be in the
put a 90 on the
put a 90 degree and move it inside the setback, outside the setback, or where the legal area.
The well is in the setback.
I know the well, but if you could have 90 degreed over and brought it where the well house would have been inside your property, outside.
I have somebody that's going to talk a little bit.
Okay.
They may be able to answer that.
I'm just trying to get your opinion.
I can't tell you.
That's okay.
Anybody else? And just a question. There's a number of issues that you're raising here, some of which are the issues regarding the ordinances, and some issues are regarding planning and zoning, and then there's a lot of other issues which talk about performance by members of the town. But what are you hoping to get out of this hearing?
To find out what in the world we did that was so bad that we were fined in November, and 3 months later we found out that we're not fined. I don't really know how to... I guess I'm hoping that you will approve the cantilever that's in the 10 feet. And John didn't tell us that we couldn't then set that in the head plans. And he approved the plans and the trust plan, the forward trust plan. And when we called it to his attention, he didn't say, well, now remember, you've got to stay inside the setbacks. I mean, it seems like to me, if that was a big issue, that he would have told us then rather than wait till we spend all the money. The other things, I think, are, like I said, we can move signs, we can cut the little cedar tree down, we can even move the strings out there. We just like to leave them for a little while, since they are left other places to that side, take root for a little while longer, because it's just now beginning to get warm weather.
Was there a well house before?
You know, they had cleared that lot, and they had torn everything down, so I don't know whether it was a well house or not. I knew the people who live there, and I've been there, but I don't really remember whether it's a well house. Do you remember it as a well house?
I used to water work in. I don't know what was
he
there.
He said he rinsed his truck.
I go fishing, go back, and we turn it on. He lived there.
I remember the little house that was there, but
the Williams used to live there.
I tried to find it after they moved it, and finally found a piece of it, and then Meadows came in. I asked Mr. Meadows if he would come and take a look at it, or would I have to put another one in? Okay. Well, when he came, he said, well, I think I can handle this. Okay. So there's an old piece of pipe there, and he pulled the pipe out, and I've laid it on the ground, and the guys come by, and he said, what are you going to do with that galvanized pipe? I said, I'm not going to do anything with it. He said, well, put it over on the lot. I want it. I'll make stumps out of it. The thing's still there. I may have to still move.
Okay.
Are you indicating that on the survey that you did, that the cantilever fireplace is on that survey and was given?
It is not on the survey because the surveyor does not do anything that doesn't come to the ground. If it's cantilever, he doesn't show it.
So how would John know that it was going to be there? It's not on the
plan.
Well, it's on the plan that was submitted to him before he ever gave us a building permit. It's on the plan. It's also on the fortress plan. Says it was out 2 feet, and the house is 35 feet wide, and you've got a 50-foot lot. I mean, if he had said this, we've got to stay within the setback, we could have put the fireplace inside the house, but now it's safe.
Any more questions?
Thanks, Adam. Okay, do I call?
No, we'll do that. Okay. Number, who's got the list still?
Am I going to be able to ask questions or?
Mr. Chairman, At some point, maybe at the close of the testimony, each side would be entitled to ask questions
yes,
of the other witness.
Yes, I brought up the other testimonies first.
Yes, sir.
Let's go over the same question.
My name is Ronald Pope. I'm a landscaper. I've been doing 30 years in this area. I've done Richard Dent for at least 30 years, and I've done a lot of landscaping for a lot of stuff. And I don't know of any time or any hunter he's ever built that he's had this much trouble with his inspector for 30 years I've done it. And he's always gone above and beyond the call of duty to build a house and build it right. I mean, every house he builds like it's his own house. It's going to be living in it. His own children and grandchildren will be there. And the situation with this one, when he asked me to come down and look at the lot, we have a lot of debris and trash. It was on the easement right away between his property line and the street. I mean, cinder blocks, wood, posts sticking up there, and then on the back of the post, the post off the back of the toilet was trash and debris all over that place. We had to clean it up, all the truck pulled the trash off. It got straight, so we could at least put the irrigation in. And I worked with Bill Hannum many times. I built a house right there in Beachwalk. I mean, actually, Pyramids Village, I built one. Lived out here for 7 years. You may know, well, she was a good person. Bill Hannum was a good man to work with. I've seen him get upset over things, but he always was able to work it out. We've never had anything like this happen. I've never seen this happen before. And we also, Bill and I, came up with a plan to keep irrigation from being put on your property, the city's property right away. So it's spread it on the property line straight towards the street. That way you don't have to worry about coming and digging up, tearing all the mess up. Bill Hannum and I worked that out years ago. As far as their landscaping goes, the reason for the stakes and strings, you can look at it and see it's temporary. It's just something to keep people from parking. If people come up to their post office, they'll, believe it or not, while we're working, they can stop and pull right over there while we're in trying to work and park on that property. And I can go to the post office and come back to the post office a little bit. And the grass is hadn't had a chance to root in. Until it roots in, there it'll be destroyed. And as far as the well goes, I know for a fact, State of North Carolina says you can go back into any well and re-drill it and tap it without having to move it. Once it's there, it's there. It's a permanent fixture. Because I've had several done. Now they have an ordinance where you can't put it within 10 feet of the house if you put a new well in. It's so many feet from the sewer, so many for this. But if you've got one that's already there, he can go back through and drill right through that same well. It just enters, you know, grandfathered in. So I don't know what's the problem with that. We put rockless fiberglass rocks over all the time, and they're right there on the property line all the time. I've done it down here many times. Never had any problems. All these years. What else? All I know is Richard always builds a good house. He's always been there. He's never had harsh things to say about anybody's heart. This situation here just upsets me because I know what kind of person he is. And I had set of plans, Bill Hannum saw something wrong with it, but he did the same thing. He made us, he didn't pick it up on the plans, and then later on he called me on it. But he said, I'm going to let it go because I didn't catch it. Does anybody want to ask me any questions about anything?
Any questions? As far as the well's concerned, are you a licensed well?
I'm not a licensed well driver.
You're a licensed irrigation contractor?
Yes, I'm a licensed contractor.
The codes that you were, I mean, the distances you were stating, is that from current code? Or you have
that's the current code today.
Do you have information that we could see that
I can get for you?
You don't have it with you?
No.
That is lost with me. Thank you.
What's your name? Rogers. R-U-G-G-L-E-S. Hope, U-O-P.
May I ask one question?
Can we save them to the end?
Oh, okay.
Okay, we've got Ken Beasley.
My name's Ken Beasley. I've been selling building materials on Pleasure Island for about 31 years. The two issues, I've known the Lobbies for about 31 years. So I've sold building materials from Lowe's Company, Contract Yard, Williams Lumber Company. And I've always found them to be extremely reputable. The millions of dollars I've trusted them with, they've always paid every bill promptly and handled the business very professionally. And I think that they built by far over 200 houses that I've worked with them on. My issues that I've been brought up is with the Plygym windows. The windows are impact glass, where Mr. Batson mentioned on the top sash, the impact glass is on the outside layer, whereas on the inside layer, it's just standard glass and it is an insulated between them, and on the bottom sash, it's just the opposite. And these windows need to exceed all the local and state building codes that are required. The other issue that I think I'm involved with is I received a phone call, which I field about 200 to 300 phone calls a day, which Brian could probably tell you. I got a phone call one day from a guy named Ben. It was probably on a Friday afternoon. And he asked me several questions about this house being built up to code. Of course, I was out in the dark. I did not know there were any issues. And I just remember the guy was Ben. He said, I have heard that there's issues with this home that do not meet the code. And I said, sir, I don't know as far as I know. I've known the Longs for 31 years, and they've been very reputable builders in the community and built a quality house. And then that's all I know of that. But I can tell you the Longs, they've always handled their business in a very professional manner. They've also built numerous buildings down here, which I've been involved with as far as Big Daddy's, remodeling of Big Daddy's years ago, and several buildings here, a bit of residential.